see the ad section of the paper?
Well, any particular part of the ad section you want? Lonely Hearts Club, reducing exercises, horses and mules for sale.
My, you are indeed comical today.
Okay.
Here it is.
Do you mind?
I'm sorry, this is important. Hello, Barney's Bicycle Shop. Mr. Barney, this is Jeff Stone. I saw your ad for a guy. Yeah, I'd like the job. Well, that's okay. I'll do anything. Okay, thanks, Mr. Barney. See you in a little while. That's how it's done.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'll be sure and remember that.
That's a lot of money, Jeff, for a girl.
Yeah, but she's real special.
Yeah, but $8.95. Not many boys can afford to spend that much.
Oh, I just wanted to surprise you with something real nice, you know. Oh, could you hold this for me till this afternoon if I give you a dollar now?
Well,
I got $3 more at home. And I got a job this afternoon at Mr. Barney's. That'll pay me $5.
Well, all right. Must be some girl.
She is. Bye, Miss Merriam.
Goodbye, Jeff.
Mr. Barney, if you don't come up with some of the wildest ideas.
Well, they sell bicycles. Oh, here. Now, you take a guess. I want you to tell me, how long will it take to get to Fairview on a machine here?
This contraption goes to Fairview?
No. I mean, how long will it take to get there on the bike here? You see, a rider will be pedaling this bike on this treadmill.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me show you something else. Excuse me. Now, you see that dial there?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to show how far he's gone.
Oh, and who's riding this bicycle, you?
Are you kidding? No, excuse me. No, I've got a big high school boy. His name is Jeff Stone. He's going to be pedaling this bike.
Oh.
And I'll tell you something, he's a big, strong fella.
Well, I certainly hope so. 30 miles on a bicycle.
Hi, Mr. Barney.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Here's our man.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Here's my guess. Now, remember, you win for me. 30 miles. I hope he's getting paid for this.
Oh, sure. Why, sure. You have $5. Isn't that right? If his legs hold out.
Mr. Barney, you come up with the wildest ideas.
Well, you just be here for the start. 2:00 sharp.
Oh, I will. I certainly will. You must need money desperately.
Yeah, you could say that.
Now, I just want you to see this. This is the garage that Jeff was supposed to have cleaned up day before yesterday.
Anything, it looks worse.
Honey, when I finally got the station wagon in here last night, I couldn't even open the door. I had to crawl out through the rear end.
Where is he?
Oh, wait. This is just the beginning. Come with me. Look at this.
Pretty bad.
Who do you suppose forgot to put the trash can down on the curb last night? I tell you, Alex, ever since he met this Laurie Wesson, he's totally useless. The only thing he does with any regularity is eat.
Well, you know, when a boy his age meets a girl, especially a girl like Laurie Wesson.
Honey, how long is this supposed to last? He went around glassy-eyed for a few days, and I understood that. I forgave him. But I mean to be permanently incapacitated.
Honey, don't be so upset.
Honey, I'm not upset. I'm just fed up. That great big lunk of a boy. He can toss a football 40 yards. He can't even stoop over and pick up his socks off the floor. Honey, have you seen his room?
I'll talk to him.
Come, I want you to see his room.
No, I can imagine it.
Honey, imagining it is not enough. You've got to see it.
Darling, I said I'd talk to him.
You are not mad enough. Come with me. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Are you sure he lives here?
Honey, I have told him a dozen times to pick up this junk. I can't even get in here to vacuum.
Yeah, I can see that.
Honey, I refuse to pick up this junk. I don't care if it piles up to the ceiling. I refuse to pick it up.
Hey, is anybody home?
Oh, hi. Well,
So, the woodchuck returns to his burrow.
I'll get it.
No, no, you won't. I'll get it.
You sore about something?
To say that I am sore, Jeff, dear, is the crashing understatement of all time. I am furious. Look at this one!
Gee, it's just my stuff.
Jeff, your stuff belongs in the drawers and in that closet, not on the floor. Jeff, what's come over you the last few days?
Well, I've just been busy.
Well, you certainly haven't been busy in here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. It's just that I've been trying to earn a little extra money, that's all.
Well, you get busy right now, and don't you set foot outside this house until this room is cleaned up. And I mean everything.
No trouble at all, Ed. I'll call Jim and talk it over with him. Right. Bye-bye. Did you deliver your ultimatum?
Yes, I delivered my ultimatum, but I have a feeling it just went in one ear and out the other. With Jeff these days, you know, there's very little in between.
Now, honey, Mary's room looks like an obstacle course most of the time. You don't jump on her.
I'm after her all day long, but at least she picks her things up when I tell her. Jeff doesn't even listen.
Okay, Mom, it's all cleaned up.
I don't believe it.
Well, go look. Oh, Mom, I have to be downtown at 2:00, so I'll see you later.
Wait till I see that room first.
Oh, Mom, I gotta go. I tell you, it's all cleaned up.
Well, I must say, it does look a lot better. I don't know how he did all this in 30 seconds. You are the light of my life. But ramming all of your things into a closet and slamming the door is not my idea of cleaning up a room. Now, I don't want to be unreasonable, and I am doing my level best to be a patient, understanding mother, but the last few days have been a little too much. Now, I am telling you for the last time, get up there and clean out that room, and when you're finished there, go out and clean out the garage. And when you finish that, I want you to remove that accurate facsimile of the city dump, which you have so lightheartedly created beside the garage.
But, Mom, I'm going to be late downtown.
Downtown can wait.
But, Mom, please.
Now upstairs, and on the double.
Marnie's.
Hello, Mr. Forney. This is Jeff Stone.
Well, hey, boy, where are you?
Well, you see, Mr. Forney, I've got a little bit of a problem. And well, I've got some work to do here at home. Can you hold off for about half an hour?
Uh-uh, boy, I can't do that. I've got a crowd collecting outside. The barrel's half full of tickets. Now you have to be here on a bicycle ready to go at 2:00.
Gee, Mr. Forney.
Now, look, Jeff, if you can't make it, I'll just have to find somebody else. But you'll have to tell me now.
Oh, gee, Mr. Vine, don't get anybody else. I'll be there. God, I have that $5.
Well, what are you going to do?
Okay, I'll be there. I don't know how, but I'll be there.
Jeff?
Oh, I'm up here, Mom.
Would you leave the checkbook, please?
In the desk.
Oh. Thank you. I found it. Oh, honey, where's the fountain pen?
In the drawer.
Oh. Thanks.
Start in a minute, folks.
I hope.
Oh, hey, oh, good. Hey, you made it, boy. I just about given you up. All right, folks, we're ready to start now. This is our bike rider, Jeff Stone. All right, folks, make your guesses. Would you help me with these, please? All right, make your guesses. How many hours, minutes, seconds it's going to take Jeff to ride the 30 miles to Fairview? All right, here you are. So I got plenty of pencils, too. Now, while Jeff's riding the Fairview, this needle on this mileage indicator is going to show you just how far he's gone. And you can check the time by the clock inside the window. You ready, boy?
Yeah.
Okay, ready, folks? All right, and away you go! All right, folks, Jeff found his way to Fairview now. Come on, finger tip it in. Now, that's right. Now, the one who comes closest to Jeff's elapsed time, it's going to win himself a brand new 10-speed racing bicycle, courtesy of Barnes. All right, folks, get your tickets in there if you're going to win this. Right in there, just crossing in the barrel. Here, that's okay.
Jeff, you're in trouble.
Leave me alone, will you?
Your folks are looking all over for you. Do they know you're here?
No, and don't you tell them.
I've never seen your mom so mad. What did you do?
Just keep out of it, will you, Smitty? I got problems enough. I got to ride this thing, 30 miles.
Boy, if you'd seen the look on your mom's face, you'd ride it farther than that. Oh, you're stupid. You're gonna freeze out here. Why don't you wear a jacket or something?
I didn't have any time. Hey, look, run home and get my jacket for me, will you, Smitty?
Hell, your folks will know that I know where you are.
Well, don't tell them. Just get the jacket.
How?
Look, I don't know. Figure it out for yourself. Tell them you want to borrow it or something.
We'll never believe that.
We'll make them believe it.
How?
Go get the jacket.
All the guys in this town I could have had for a friend. Or I had to pick you.
He's all right, Laurie. It's just that we'd like to find him. Come in. Laurie, I think I've just found a clue. Yes, thank you very much. Goodbye. Any luck, Smitty?
Luck? What did you have in mind, Mr. Stone? Oh, Jeff. Oh, well, he's around somewhere. Oh, I wouldn't worry about him.
Oh, I'm not worried about him, Smitty. I'd just like to find him.
Oh, well, you know, Jeff. He'll turn up. I was wondering, Mrs. Stone, could I borrow Jeff's blue jacket?
What for?
Well, it's pretty cold outside, and, well, the wind goes right through you, and, well, a guy needs a jacket.
Does the guy need two jackets?
Oh, this one. Yeah. Oh, I got to take this one to the cleaners. Yeah, that's where I got to take it. And I figured I'd borrow Jeff's jacket when I took this one to the cleaners.
Smitty, where is Jeff?
Well, I suppose he's
He's downtown someplace. It's a pretty big town. For a small town, a guy can be hard to find.
Smitty! Smitty? You see, it isn't that Jeff isn't in any big trouble. It's just that we're upset.
If I tell you where he is, I'm going to be upset. And Jeff's going to upset me.
You did see him.
I guess I saw him. But I can't tell you where he is.
Then he isn't where you saw him.
He's not there. He's where he is.
Then it would be all right for you to tell me where you saw him.
Will you settle for that?
No, Smitty, I wouldn't want you to break a promise.
I saw him coming out of Miriam's jewelry store just before he went to... where he is.
Thank you, Smitty. You may step down.
Bye, Mrs. Stone.
Bye. Alex? Alex!
He's riding a bicycle down in front of Varney's shop. He's riding to Fairview.
In front of the shop?
Well, that's a little hard to explain. You see, well, there's a barrel. There's a clock and a big dial. And Jeff is on this bicycle. Why don't you go down and look for yourself?
No, I think I'd better. Thank you, Mr. Merry.
Jeff? Well, it's about time you got here. Where's the jacket? I told you I shouldn't have gone over there. Your mom's like a district attorney.
You didn't tell her I was here, did you?
I give you my word. I didn't tell her you were here.
All right.
Never figured you for a double-crosser.
But I didn't tell her.
And don't blame Smitty, Jeff. He did the best he could for you.
You want my jacket?
No, thanks.
Good luck.
So long, Smitty.
Dad, I'm sorry about running out.
Jeff, does it really mean that much to you to buy that piece of jewelry? To run out on your job at home? To deceive your mother and me?
Well, Dad, you don't understand. I gotta have $5 before five. You're not gonna make me quit, are you?
Better put this on, boy. It's getting cold.
Thanks, Mr. Varney.
I hear he needs the money to buy a present for his girl. Real love. I wouldn't ride that thing 30 miles for the Queen of Sheba. How long do you think it's going to take him?
I don't know, but I'll give you 10 to 1. He's finished before 5 o'clock. Pedaling a bicycle 30 miles on a treadmill in front of Varney's bicycle shop to earn $5 to finish paying for a crystal pendant in Miriam's jewelry store for the light of his life. Got any coffee?
Oh, Alex, this is too much. I mean, now for a boy his age to be so far gone over a girl, to spend so much money on a gift.
Almost $10.
$10?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the extra money he's been trying to earn while he completely ignores everything else here at the house? Alex, I like Lori Wesson. She's a nice girl, but I mean, this is ridiculous. Don't you think so?
You want me to be perfectly honest with you? I think it's rather touching.
Yes, well, I think it was touching, too, if he worked to buy her a little $2 gift. But $10, Alex, he doesn't have a coat.
Oh, Vonnie gave him a jacket.
Oh, Alex, it's pouring out.
Yes?
He can't be on a bicycle in this. Now, go down and get him right away.
Well, now, I can't make him quit. You don't realize what this means to him.
But he'll be soaking wet. Alex, have you lost your senses? Now, go on. I want you to get him.
Well, at least let me get a hat on.
Oh,
Your mother sent me down here to bring you home.
Oh, gee, Dad, I can make it. I only got a little bit more to go. You're not gonna make me quit, are you?
Well, I don't know how I can make you. You must be doing 25 miles an hour. I don't know how I could catch you on that thing.
Hey, boy, I just brought an umbrella. Good. The kid sure got stamina.
Yeah.
Through wind and cold and rain, like the postman on his appointed round, he just never quits.
A girl can make a big difference.
How you doing, Jeff? You gonna make it?
Oh, I'm bushed.
How much further? About a quarter of an inch to go.
What's that in miles? Or feet or something.
Come on, Jeff. A little more.
Come on, boy. You can do it. That's it.
Here,
don't forget this $5.
Oh, that's it. Good.
On that thing for a month.
Yeah.
Boy, it's sure gonna feel good to walk again.
Take it easy.
Steady.
Oh, I can't walk. Yeah. There's a boy with two tired legs.
I can't walk.
You're steady, boy.
Here's your $5, Jeff.
Oh. I'm not gonna make it to the jewelry store. Come on, pal. I'll carry you.
Thanks, Smitty. You're a real friend.
Forget it. Today I've been an errand boy and a crook for you. I might as well be a mule.
Well, here he is, dear. The only man who ever rode a bicycle to Fairview in an hour and 12 minutes in the rain without ever getting past Varney's bicycle shop.
Yeah. Mom, I'm sorry about this morning and everything.
Oh, Jeff, why did you have to do it? All this just for a gift? She can't possibly appreciate or begin to understand what it's cost you.
Well, it's just something I wanted to do. It's for you, Mom.
I want you to see what our perfectly marvelous son has done. Not only has he cleaned out his room, he's cleared away the trash, but look at this garage. Is that the cleanest garage you've ever seen?
It's a thing of beauty.
And you know, dear, the thing that it's impressed me, he's organized.
Yeah.
I think that boy's actually changing. Come on, I want to show you. Look, every tool in its place. Isn't that marvelous? And the cabinets.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.